Good evening, everyone. Tuesday night, a lot of basketball going on today. I have from Donovan Catholic, Olivia Conroy. Olivia, thank you for joining me after your game today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking, you know, you texted me when the game was over, you know, say it was running a little late. I was thinking that maybe I should start doing like post interviews with players because during soccer season, I interviewed Lindsay Lloyd after she had it, like an hour after she had the game. So, first, how did the game go today? You guys played Southern Regional, right?
Yes, it was good. We won by like 20 something.
All right. So what's your record now? 4-0, 5-0?
5-0.
5-0. Good start. Mm-hmm. A lot of expectations going into this year with the transfers, but we could get into that later on. First, you know, at the end of last year with COVID, how did you find that adjustment? You know, one day you're in school, the next day you're, you know, remote learning.
So obviously the adjustment was very difficult because we've never done like online school before. So from being like in that type of environment to being at home with like distractions, everything was hard. But when you took it like day by day, it got easier. Like, especially now it's easier.
Now, did Donovan last year, you know, every school was different. Now, did you have to like be on like Google Meets and Zoom for certain classes at certain times, or were you just given your assignments and told to get this done by the end of the day?
So we had like a schedule. So it was like a regular school day. So we had different teachers would do Zooms. Some people would do Meets, but we always had like, it was like class.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the last question before we get into sports, do you think, you know, since you went through it in the fall season with soccer, that gave you like a little bit of advantage basketball, you know, knowing and expect that, hey, one day Coach Jansen might call and say, hey, you know, we're canceled today because the other team. Do you think that gives you a little bit of an advantage mentally prepared for the season?
Yeah, it definitely did, because during soccer season, we never knew like when we were going to be shut down or like when we had to stop practicing for a day, 2 days. So I just learned like you can't take any game for granted. Like you have to have fun. You got to give it your all like every day. Every practice, every game.
Yeah, you know, especially with these condensed seasons, just, you know, play every game like it's your last. And then, right. You know, hopefully your senior year next year, you know, everything be back to normal. We'll have full seasons. I mean,
I hope so.
The outlook for spring looks good. That, you know, right now they're planning on a full season, full postseason, which, yeah. You know, we haven't seen, you know, since last fall. So
I know, hopefully.
Now, you play soccer and basketball, right? You do anything in the spring?
No, just soccer. Like, it's, like, all year round except for, like, during school season.
Okay. How old were you when you started playing soccer?
I was 4 when I started playing soccer. 4?
Yeah, it seems like kids start soccer much younger than basketball. Yeah. How old were you when you started playing basketball?
I was 7.
7, yeah. I mean, it seems right. I remember when my niece started playing basketball, she couldn't reach the hoop and she got frustrated.
Soccer. It's frustrating in the beginning, but it gets better.
Did you do any other sports?
Yeah, I actually danced and I played softball.
Softball. Mm-hmm. You have any siblings? You have a younger sister, right?
No, I have 2 brothers.
2 brothers?
Yeah.
Why don't you have a sister?
No, I don't. I don't have a sister.
So you 2 brothers, how old are they?
My older brother's 21, my younger brother's 15.
Do they play sports or?
So yeah, my older brother, he played basketball all the way up until high school. And my younger brother, he plays basketball too. He's a freshman right now. So he plays.
Is he at Donovan too?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you 3 very competitive with each other?
Yes. Especially when we were younger, we would always just play all the time basketball. Like they never played soccer. They were just all basketball people, but always with everything, actually, not even just sports.
Did they let you win?
No, never, ever. They would team up actually against me.
I'm sure. Did you beat them quite a few times?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I did.
Of course. Now, what have your parents and, you know, your family meant to you in your development and, you know, throughout the years?
So my dad has always been there for me through everything, especially for basketball. He loves basketball, and he would always coach me, especially when I was younger. He taught me all the fundamentals, everything. And for soccer, he doesn't know much about, but he would always play goalie when he had to, and I would shoot on him, like always anything he can do to help, and always just supporting me, going to every single game, taking me to all the practices. And my mom biggest supporter, goes to everything, cheers me on, even when I don't even want to train. She would just, she would like push me to go train. And I'm like, so the support from them is very good.
Now your dad's the your AAU coach, right? Your dad coaches the
yes.
AAU. We'll talk AAU in a second. Who besides your parents, you know, who are like role models, you know, could be famous or another family member?
Yeah, honestly, like my role model is probably like my brother, because I would always like watch him play in high school. I was younger. So when I would watch him play, I was like, wow, like I really want to do that. I want to be like him. Like I want to play. And when he would play with his friends and stuff, I always just wanted to like, I saw the way the players that they were, and I just always wanted to be like that.
If you have questions, are you able to, like, did your brother help you out? Like, if you have questions, and, or is he one of those brothers that leave me alone?
No, he used to be like that. But now that he's older, he helps me out a lot with basketball. He loves the game. And he knows the game very well. So he's always there giving me, like, that extra set of eyes, giving me some tips, watches all my games, always helps.
I think I saw him quite during the summer league, right? He was always at the Point Pleasant Summer League watching.
Yeah, he comes to every game. He loves
that. That, you know, that's great. You know, I was that way, you know, with my sister when she was in high school, you know, with soccer and stuff, you know, make sure always their support. And,
right.
You know, probably makes you feel good knowing that he's there. And I know that. And I'm sure he loves watching you play too.
Yeah, that's great. I love having
him
there.
We'll talk AAU before we talk PDA. So what's the current team you're on for AAU?
I play for Stars right now.
Stars. And your dad's the coach. Who are some of your teammates?
On Stars, like Faith Wavershack, Jackie Benvenuto, Lizzie Gillen, Michaela Madigan, players like that. Like, we're all like a bunch of soccer players, so.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. And Tom's River Core, too.
Yes.
I asked this when I interviewed Faith and, you know, Abby Alexei, you know, during soccer season. What is it with Tom's River? You know, you girls are obviously very competitive, but you're also always there supporting each other's schools when you're not playing each other. What is it with like Tom's River? Because, you know, I try, you know, I go all over the shore, you know, and you don't see it as much as you do Tom's River. Like when Tom's River North played in the state final, you know, whatever they called it this year, you know, Sir Donovan Catholic soccer players, or Sir Tom's River South soccer players, or Sir Tom's River East. And, you know, when I was going to South games, I saw Donovan Catholic players there. What is it with Tom's River that they're always supporting each other when you're not going up against each other?
So, like, I feel like we're all friends outside of it. Like, we all, like, there's a lot of best friends, like, a lot of people. I know that I have best friends in, like, North, South, East. So I always want to be there for them. I wish them the best. But when we play each other, it's fun. But I definitely love supporting them. And it's just everyone just wants to be there for their friends. Yeah. So yeah, it's just friends supporting each other.
Yeah, I mean, I love seeing that, you know, when I'm in, you know, Tom's, you know, no matter where I'm at, East, South, North, you know, Donovan Catholic, you always see other Tom's River kids.
You always see one of them.
Besides your dad, basketball-wise, who else helped you, like, coaches?
So, actually, when I started with Sure Shots with Coach Jim Sott, and he taught me a lot of fundamentals as well. And then my dad, of course, always. And then I went to the Bells for a season, actually. So, Coach Mark Donnelly has helped me a lot. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. There's always, like, people, obviously, like, my high school coaches, everything else.
Switch over soccer. So you play for PDA, right?
Yes.
Which who's your coach there?
Right now, currently, it's Coach Lou Santa Cruz.
Okay. I was sitting with him during the Brick Township Cranford game, and all the PDA. That group was they were hysterical there.
Yeah, I know.
they're a good group. Who are some of your teammates on the PDA?
Sure. I have a lot, actually, like everyone in the shore, like literally, like Abby and Paige, Abby Alexa Paige Sites from South, so many North girls, I won't even be able to name them all, but like Faith Wavershack, Jax Graham, like Gianna DePisa, Brandy Manna, Jamie Gertain, and then Donovan girls, Matt Hoff, Zoe Bates, Peyton Mira, and Maddie Moore from Colts Neck.
Yeah, that's a good. What is, you know, Toms River, you know, they've always, you know, even since I was younger, you know, Toms River's always been a, you know, a hotbed for soccer. And I don't know if it's because of the size of their town, but you know, their youth program, you know, they always have a pretty good strong youth program, and you know, helps feed into the, you know, the local high schools. So so a lot
Definitely.
of Toms River girls on that team. What other team before you were at PDA, what other teams did you play for?
Actually only played for TRFC before that
Okay.
because I went straight to PDA like right when it came to the shore. And I was like in fourth grade, I think, when
Okay.
they came here. So I've been with them for a while.
Yeah, they do a really good job. You know, I love, you know, whenever I take my niece to whatever a clinic or whatever, it's just a, you know, it's just fun. And you know, they have some, the coaches are so good with the kids too and stuff like
They
that.
are.
So
They really are. They care a lot.
now moving to high school, you know, you're in your junior year. When you were going in as a freshman, what are some goals you had, you know, that you wanted to accomplish throughout, you know, your high school?
So some goals I had, I obviously wanted to play on varsity. That was like a major goal that I had for both sports. And then like for school, I just wanted to maintain good GPA and just stuff like that. Like, you know, making sure I can get in the game and making an impact.
What is your GPA?
Right now, honestly, like I don't even know, like it's high, like 3.9, 4.0, something like that.
Yeah, so impressive. You know, your kids are too smart.
I think it makes us better because we're so busy. Like we're like, now I need to do this, now I need to do that. Like we're set. Like we're not just laying around doing nothing all day.
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, for me, it was either I was outside playing sports or I was playing video games. There's no schoolwork involved for me.
Exactly.
Now, you know, your freshman year, we'll talk basketball first. What were some highlights that you had, you know, your freshman year in basketball?
Definitely my biggest highlight freshman year basketball was when I hit that game winner in Wildwood for my team. That was amazing. That was like my highlight of my high school so far, but that
Know,
was fun.
I just recently saw that for some reason it popped up on Twitter, I think. And or and I saw that it was like probably it was probably during soccer season, and I don't know who where I saw it, but I saw the clip, and I think I might have sent it to Jordan. I said, was Olivia a freshman there?
That was my freshman year.
Now your friend for basketball wise, who were like some of the upperclassmen, or you know, if you had a question or a problem, you know, that you were able to go to that helped you along the way?
So when I was a freshman, I don't know if you remember Jada Carney. She has helped me. She has helped me a lot. I didn't know her actually coming in, and she became one of my best friends. And Jordan, of course, we've been friends forever. So she's helped me with everything. Still does actually, even though. And then Paige Slavin, great leader. Carolina, Liv Parlow, Alex Shelosi—they've all helped.
You know, since you know Jordan for you know so long, do you think that kind of made you a little more comfortable? You know that
Yes.
you had like a friendly face, you know, because I know
Definitely,
playing
definitely.
varsity as a freshman, you know, could be overwhelming sometimes. And
Right. I didn't even know that many girls like on the basketball team coming as freshmen because I went to I didn't I went I came from North too, so like as Jordan. So coming in, like she introduced me to everyone, would help me. It was very nice to have like a familiar face.
Switch over to soccer. What were some goals you had or highlights you had, you know, your freshman year in soccer?
Some goals I had was like I knew Donovan had like trouble like in the past, but like we didn't have the best record like before coming in. So I just wanted to make an impact. I wanted to get us like at least like in the start freshman year all the way to senior year. I just wanted to make our team better and like make an impact and like knowing Donovan had tough time fast, but I just wanted to make it good. I just wanted to make an impact to make better.
You know, it starts somewhere, and you know, it starts with you know, you just need a couple of good players, and you can start building a strong
Right.
culture that, and you know, the key is to get the buy-in from the kids, you know, the grades younger than you to keep building it. That's how, you know, programs start.
Right, exactly.
Same question that, you know, I'm gonna ask for basketball. Who, any upperclassmen that you were able to rely on for soccer or help you along the way?
Yeah, so when I was a freshman, Victoria Jolosi, when I was a freshman, she was a senior. She helped a lot. And Ella Johnson, she was a sophomore. She helped too.
Okay. Moving to last season, sophomore year, we'll stick with soccer. What was something you were looking to improve on, on the soccer field from your freshman to your sophomore year?
So personally, I wanted to make sure I can get like more crosses in because I'm an outside midfielder. So I feel that I was going like too much to the goal and like I needed to sideline it because I have a nice cross and I wasn't using it enough. So I feel that's something I really wanted to like bring into my game a little bit more.
That's good. Any highlights your sophomore year?
We had good games. I'm trying to think. I did a couple good games. I had like 2 goals. That was nice. Against some team, Barnegat, we had a good game. Yeah, Barnegat was fun because they're always like tough and like competitive. So that was a good game. We ended up winning twice. Yeah.
I was at the Freehold game. Sure. Was that Shore Conference tournament? The Freehold Township game?
Was that my freshman year?
Sophomore year. Yeah, it was last season.
Freehold
Township. I think that was Shore tournament. I didn't even realize you were on the team. There's no like there was not all schools put rosters with numbers and it wasn't too basketball where I really knew who you were, and I only saw Donovan play soccer once, so I only knew the players that I saw teams a couple times. That game, it was a little ugly, that game.
Oh my gosh, yes, I know what you're talking about. That was not that good.
But Freehold Township, they're one of the best teams.
They're great. Most of them play on PDA. I know a lot of them.
Yeah. Over to basketball for your sophomore year. What were some, highlights you had, last season for basketball?
So one of my favorite games when we went to West Hampton, when we played West Hampton Tech in Burlington, that was a really good game because I felt that everyone was like to their full potential that game. We were great. We were gelling great. And we ended up winning, which was really nice. So I love that game. That was my favorite game.
Yeah, and they had a pretty good squad down there too.
It was a fun game. We did well.
What was something you wanted to improve on from your freshman year?
I wanted to get to the rim more because freshman year it was just a lot of like 3-pointers, shooting spot up threes. So, and then my sophomore year actually was like a bunch of layups, like all getting to the rim. So that was something that I really wanted to improve on from my freshman year.
Moving to this season, we'll talk soccer. Did you think soccer season was going to happen during the summer and as we're getting closer to the school year?
I thought we were going to have season. I was very optimistic that we were going to have one. So, but I had no idea what it was going to look like. No idea. I didn't know what practices were going to be like, games. I didn't know like rules, stages. I had no idea. But I did think we were going to have a soccer season, especially because it's outside.
Yeah, definitely an advantage. What I want to talk, not a lot of seniors on the soccer team, right?
No.
So, you're kind of in that upperclassman leadership role. What are some of the things that, you're trying to teach, the underclassmen?
So what I'm trying to teach underclassmen is that just not like, don't get discouraged because like you could be down or you could be losing, you can't be having a good day, but like you always need to come back. Like you need to use that like as motivation to do better and focus on like the things you can control. Focus on that.
One game, I was going to go to it, kind of regret not going to it, was the Trinity Hall, unfortunately ended your season, but just talk a little of that game, you girls were up 2-1 and then they end up coming back in the second half. Just talk, the mindset, playoffs, playing another short team. What was the mindset and what was your feelings after the game ended?
So that game was actually so cold. And in fact,
yes, that's why I didn't go. Cause I think yes. St. Rose played on other fields around the same time.
They did.
I was gonna go and I was like, nope, I'm gonna stay home.
Freezing, like literally freezing. And it affected so many of us, especially that we were away. So we were on the bus and we had to wake up early and it was just a lot. It was affecting us and I knew that it was. And it was really cold. But when we were playing, Zoe Bates had a goal to start and then I finished one off of a corner kick. And we were up and we were excited, we felt good, but then I think it was 2-1 and a half, right? Yeah. And then we just at the end they just got a goal. We just gave up on D for some reason for a couple minutes, and then they punished us and they got a goal. But I know it was like, but it was frustrating, but it was okay because we had a good run, we had a good season. So next year.
Now Zoe Bates, she's a sophomore, right? She's a sophomore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll switch over. We'll talk basketball now. You know, you just had a game. What do you think goal, you know, this season, you know, who knew what, you know, postseason, there's no state tournaments. And first of all, do you think, were you a fan of the way they did the postseason for soccer? I mean, at least it was something, was my thought.
Yeah, at least it was something. So I just like make the best of it. It was okay. Like there's nothing I could do about it. So
That's really it, you know, especially mm-hmm. this time, you know, what everyone's going through, you know, just make right. the best of the situation.
Exactly. Just make the best of it.
What do you think about the postseason for basketball, the different, you know, what the way the Shore Conference is doing it? You know, I think it's I'm kind of a fan of it for the future, you know, instead of having one big tournament where the teams ranked 18 through 24 lose by 50 points, you right, know, break down to mini tournaments. And it seems like a lot of coaches are for that. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think it is. I think it's going to be a lot better, especially for like other teams who don't want to get blown out, don't want to like, or the teams don't want to play that. So I think it is good. I think it's a positive.
And it gives, you know, going forward, it gives also the teams, you know, teams that, you know, don't stand a chance against St. John Vianney, but could win their sectional in states.
Exactly. That's
it gives them, gives them a couple extra games to prepare before the states against, you know, teams their own level, you know, so
right.
I think, you know, a lot of coaches seem to be like that. So you're probably the first player I asked that question to. I asked every coach during the interviews what they thought of it, but you're probably the first player I asked that. So what did you know, a lot of transfers, you know, a lot of hype this season. How do you feel the chemistry is going? I know you guys entered basically every summer and fall the league there was, which to me I think is an advantage because with COVID they restricted how much practice time you guys had, you know, during the summer. So it does give you a chance to get the chemistry with new faces. Do you think that helped, you know, to start the season?
It definitely helped. I mean, we had one practice, but we still got to play like every week. We went to No Boys Allowed and that was good. But Gabby Ross was, she's one of our transfers and she was hurt throughout through the fall. So it was still like, she was new. So like, it was, I guess, another person to adjust to, but it definitely helped playing in the summer, in the fall. It got us better, and like it was just extra practice, more than 2 weeks to get together.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, you're one of the teams that it's a shame. It's a condensed season with, you know, potential. You know, and what are some things you tried to, you know, Jordan? Everybody knows, you know, Jordan's a pretty good leader, you know, on and off the court. What are some of the things you try to take away from her that you could, you know, carry on, you know, for next year when, you know, you're a senior leader?
Definitely, like, what I love about Jordan, she's very vocal off and on. She always is on, she's always on top of things, letting us know what time practices are on text. Anybody has questions, she's first to answer it. So definitely those qualities. And she's always loud, she's motivated, she's like hypes us up all the time. So definitely those things. She's a great leader.
What are some of the things that, you know, you've learned from Coach Jansen?
Some of the things as a team or personally?
Either way.
Okay. So personally, he's got me to get to the rim a lot more, and we work on my shot all the time. Foul shots, shot rebounds. He always box out, got to box out. And as a team, just work together. Joe, he's great. As he always wants us to work together, get the next pass. And he does a really good job of teaching us that.
Yeah. And that's key too, you know, especially having, you know, new faces coming in, you know, getting the team to gel and stuff, so that, you know, it's a good mindset. Last question I'll ask about, you know, school, you know, next year, senior year, what are some of the goals you could tell me which sport you want to start with, but some of the goals, you know, how you want to end your career at Donovan Catholic?
Okay. So both sports, I definitely want to take that leader role. And For soccer, I want our team to make it further in states, Shore Conference. Hopefully we have it, but definitely want to make it further in that. And personally, I want to get better technical with the ball. So I want to finish more tape players 1v1. For basketball, I want to make it far in WOBM and then Shore Conference Tournament. And for myself, I want to make more threes. I want to work on my threes a little bit more, and to continue to get rebounds and go to the hoop.
Yeah, WOBM. That's always a fun event, you know, especially with that the Toms River area. You know,
that it's everyone... so fun. That's something I missed this year a lot. Yeah. It was so fun during Christmas time.
Yeah, hopefully next year. Hopefully. You want to do some rapid random questions?
Yeah.
All right. All right. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
You're the second person in a row to say blue.
Blue, love blue. I've always had. It's been my favorite color since I was younger.
What's your favorite number?
Probably 11.
Is that what's your basketball number?
11.
Is that your soccer number too?
No, actually, my soccer number is 5.
How about for PDA? What's your soccer? Is it?
It's 27.
27.
Yeah.
What's your favorite TV show?
Grey's Anatomy. Love it. We watched it twice.
I wonder. Very few people have not said Grey's Anatomy, which is funny because how old that show is.
It is old.
I just find that funny that you know it's kids still going your age. On. I know. That when did it start? Like 04, 05? Yeah.
Like 17 years ago.
Yeah. So I just find that crazy, that show that's been around as long as, you know, most of you kids have been born.
Yeah, I don't even think I was born when it first came out.
Yeah. What's your favorite movie?
I don't even have a favorite movie. I literally change it like every other day, but I like scary movies. So. Oh.
What's your favorite song or band or group or?
I like Justin Bieber. I love Justin Bieber. I don't know. I like a lot of his music. I always have. Again, ever since I was little.
What's your favorite subject?
Definitely like science, like anatomy, physiology, like all of that, psychology, bio, love that.
Subjects I would not be seen in. Last one of these. What is, you know, you play basketball and soccer, AAU and academy. So when you do have free time, what is something other than sports that you like to do?
I always, whenever I have free time, I just always hang out with my friends. Like, I'm honestly probably like ever rarely by myself when I'm with sports and stuff or with family. But I like to hang out with my friends.
Yeah. How do you find time with, you know, PDA takes a lot of time and, you know, mm-hmm. AAU takes a lot of time. How do you balance that?
So I've playing AAU and for PDA, I have an advantage because my dad is like, he works around us. So like, cause it's very hard for me. That's why the Bells didn't work out. Playing on the Bells way too much.
It's basketball only for the Bells. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was, I knew that I couldn't do that. And I loved Bells, the Manitowan Girls. I was playing all of them. It was fun, but I had to just pick like priority and I soccer. And so my dad works around that. So that's what's good about it. Like,
and that's probably, you know, it's good that, you know, you got a couple of your PDA teammates on your AAU team.
Exactly. That's why. Like, and we're good to like Faith, Lizzie, they're very good players, Mac. Peyton Mira, she actually plays with us too.
So that's an advantage. So, you know, you are with the same group of kids, you know, girls, you know, all the time, which is great. We'll talk a little bit of future. Do you know, like, what, you know, you're looking at schools, what are some of the things you're looking for when you're looking at schools, like location, size?
So for location, I definitely probably want to go south, like summer warm. I love summer.
Get out of this winter.
I'm
already over it.
Exactly. Definitely summer warm. And for size, I don't want it to be like a huge school, like Penn State. I don't want it to be huge. Mm-hmm. But I don't want it to be like too small either. So I guess like a medium-sized school.
Okay. Do you know what you want to study?
I want to be a physician assistant when I'm older. That's something I want to do. So something major, something like science, something like that.
Okay. Well, you answered that question, what you want to do when you get older. So last question I'm going to ask, what advice would you give your younger self?
I guess I know don't give up is very cliche, but it's always, because it's so true though, like there's so many obstacles like in life with everything, and like you really can't just like give up something because something's not going your way. You're like, you just got to stick with it, like always, and like don't get discouraged no matter what's happening, and just keep going.
Okay. Olivia, thank you for joining me tonight after your game. And
thank you.
When's your next game?
Thursday, senior night.
Senior night? Is it against Southern again, or?
Yeah, against Southern.
These schedules are so crazy. I don't know. You could go on NJ.com and.
We were supposed to play Jackson Memorial this weekend, actually, but I think it's going to get rescheduled because they got COVID.
Yeah, I heard all that. So hopefully that, I'm looking forward to that game. So, right, exactly. That's going to be good. And you got Manchester later on, right?
Yeah, we do have Manchester.
And that's going to be an interesting one, too.
It is going to be interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah. So, all right, Olivia, thank you. And, good luck.
Thank you so much.
And I look forward, if I don't get into any of the basketball games, I look forward to seeing you on the soccer field.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thanks, Olivia.
You're welcome.